This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who was mentioning it, and he asked that I address it, inshallah, and I think it's something that all of us should know and have probably faced or will face. How many are familiar with sujood as-sahu? Sujood as-sahu. What does that translate to mean, Sheikh Muhammad?
When you forget something, just an amendment. When you forget something during the salah, you make two sujood.
Right, so if you forget something in the prayer, then you offer two sujood, two sajdas. And you say, Allahu Akbar, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, just two sajdas. And there's no tahiyyat at the very end of it. It's just as soon as you do that, you make taslim. Okay? So this is if you have forgotten something in the prayer, right? Whether you have forgotten something that was deficient, so you said taslim, it's Salat al-Asr, you said taslim after the third rak'ah. In your third rak'ah, you're sitting in tashahud, right? Of asr, for example. And in your third rak'ah, you're sitting in tashahud, you're thinking it's the fourth. You say, salamu alaykum rahmatullah, salamu alaykum rahmatullah. Okay? You get up, you remember that you only offered three. You're sure that you only offered three. So what do you do in this instance? You go back down, you sit down, you say, Allahu Akbar, you make two sujood as-sahu. Okay? No rukuh, no sujood. You go immediately down, sit down. Allah, just two sujood, two sajdas. No? Afwan. No. Yes. Jazakallah khair. If yes, you get up, you offer the fourth rak'ah. You say Allahu Akbar, and you offer the fourth rak'ah, and you make two sujood as-sahw. You make the two sujood as-sahw. I'm thinking if you were to add a fifth rak'ah, right? You were to add a fifth rak'ah. In that case, you make taslim after adding the fifth rak'ah. You got up and you realize, whoa, I offered one more ish rak'ah. You go and then you just offer two sujood as-sahw. Right? Now, if there is a long period of time, say you said taslim, you offered five rak'ahs, you said taslim, and then you went home, and then you watched TV, and whatever the case may be, the scholars differ here, right? Do you still offer the two, or do you just leave it? You'll find majority say you just leave it if there's a long period of time. You don't have to offer the sujood as-sahw. You don't have to offer the sujood as-sahw. Now, obviously, this is if you... Sujood as-sahw, let me backtrack, is only offered if you miss a rukn of the salah. If it's something that is sunnah, like raising your hands, right? Then this is, you don't offer sujood as-sahw if you missed it. Okay. This all goes back to hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where... It was Salatul Dhuhr, and the Prophet ﷺ offered two rak'at. And he left and went home, and one of the companions followed him. I think it was Dhul Yadayn. He's someone that had two long hands, Dhul Yadayn. He followed him home, and then he asked him, "Was the salah? Is there a change in the sigha and the way of the salah that is performed?" Prophet ﷺ said, "No, there's not." So then he informed him, and they confirmed with other companions around him that he only offered ish. Only offered two. So then the Prophet ﷺ came and completed and offered sujood as-sahw. So this is where the scholars would differ. If it's a long period of time, what's considered a fasl, tawil, what's considered a long period of time? One just offers a sujood as-sahw if they remember it. And that's what they would say, khuruj min al-khiraf, just to be safe. Okay. What happened here the other day at the masjid is that the imam led salat al-asr, was it asr? He led salat al-asr and he offered a fifth rak'ah. Okay, so in the fourth rak'ah, rak'ah thaniya, he did tahiyyat lillahi. Rak'ah thalitha, he stood up, regular. And rak'ah rabi'ah, he didn't make what? Tashahud. He didn't make tashahud. He stood back up, and then he offered the fifth one. After he finished offering the fifth one, the congregation was not sure. The congregation, when فَأَقْوَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَأَلُ. Stop. But they are asking each other what happened, and then finally, I think they all concurred that, yes, you did offer a fifth rak'ah. So at that time, Abu Ahmed suggested that he should offer what? Should do the sahw. So here, him offering sujood as-sahw is the correct way. As soon as he remembered, oh, subhanAllah, he comes back, he says, Allahu Akbar, Subhana rabbi al-ala, subhana rabbi al-ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, subhana rabbi al-ala, subhana rabbi al-ala, subhana rabbi al-ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. No, atahiyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa ta'imati. And so sahu means to forget. And the background of it is that shaitan possibly made you forget, and these two sujood would repel that, inshallah ta'ala. But what happened was they repeated the prayer. The whole prayer. It was suggested that you should repeat the prayer. Okay? Now, the issue is, this is what Abu Sa'ad was bringing up, is this a controversy that he repeated the prayer or not? No? Now, the only problem would be is if he knew about the hukum of sujood as-sahu and he left it and just repeated the prayer, that could possibly be problematic. And that could possibly even enter into the category of legislating something that was not, quote-unquote, legislated. And that's what Abu Ahmed was leaning towards. But from what I'm understanding, Allah knows best, is that he didn't know the hukum of sujood as-sahu, number one. And number two, didn't know how to offer it. So the safest thing is what somebody said to him is just offer the prayer again. So him offering the prayer again, is that something that is haram or not? And this is where Allahu A'lam, I say it's not. I say the fact that he offered the prayer again, because he didn't know of sujood as-sahu, and the qara'in, I mean the situation and the what is happening proves to me, Allah, I haven't talked to him yet, proves to me that he didn't know about sujood as-sahu. And how many Muslims even know how to offer sujood as-sahu? Right? So him just taking the safest route, praying again, inshallah, yakun maqbool.
صلى الله عليه
وسلم.
لا صلاة بعد صلاة العصر.
So what the Sheikh is saying right now, he's saying that the fact that he offered five rak'at, he didn't make a mistake in any action in the prayer. So he offered the prayer and then some, yani. Right? Right? And then he said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's saying in this situation, he only must make sujood as-sahu, and him offering another prayer is like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it goes against when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there's no prayer after salat ish al-asr. But my rebuttal to that is, if there's some of these scholars say, fi awqat an-nahy idha kana salat dhat sababin falahu dhalik, idha kana salat al-janaza lahu dhalik salat al-asr fadhat sabab. So if some of the scholars said if there's a prayer that has a particular reason behind it, which needs even tafsil, even explanation. So it's Salat al-Janaza after Salat al-Asr. Is it allowed? Yes. This doesn't fall into the category of the prohibition. And in this case, if he offered it again, in this case, inshallah, this is for a particular reason. Now he's saying he should have offered sujood as-sahu, right? He should have, but did he know? This is the debate, right? And if he knew and didn't know how to, al-ahwat, what would be preferred for him to do at this point?
What he knows.
Huh?
What he knows.
What he knows. What he knows. So that's where I'm saying, for him offering it again, inshallah, but ma huwa awla, this is not the best situation. Best situation is to follow sunnah and to offer to do this. But if he doesn't know, he's falling back on what he knows. That he made a mistake in prayer, in his mind, and he offered it again. No, that's of course. لا أحد يخالف ذلك. Like if he ذاك الوقت إيش يسوي؟
يعني أنا I said that to let the people here to know, not to be
جاهل. Oh, he's saying, because he's saying what it was upon him was to ask the people of knowledge if he didn't know. I'm saying, but at that particular time, what does he do? He's saying, no, I'm saying that just in general for the Muslims to know these ahkam, which is, he's totally right. He. That's the same. If you make sujood, if you any prayer, you make sujood the same. Yeah, if you make a mistake. You make a mistake. It's sujood the same. Even. No. No. Because the prayer itself has arkan and wajibat. Regardless. No, then you have to make sujood the sahw. That's See, this goes back, and this goes back to, and this is the real question. I remember when I was studying fiqh. Like with certain madhahib. I don't want to get too deep, but there's different numbers of arkan. In the Hanabila, there's 14 arkan, right? How many of us know the arkan of salah? This is the real question. No? We have durus fiqh here every Sunday. We only see 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 people. Less. No. No, no. So if you miss a rukun, you have to come with. So for instance, just like what we said earlier, Sadaq reminded me. He said, you know, if he made three and he was supposed to make four, he made taslim, he remembered that he only did three, sujood the sahw is not enough. He has to come back, Allahu Akbar, and offer the last rakah because he missed the arkan of salah. He missed the ish arkan of salah. And this is important for all of us to know. This is, SubhanAllah, this is fard ayn upon us to know. Yani the arkan of the salah. To where when you miss something, you know what you missed and what you didn't miss and what you have to do, inshallah. So that was it.
Yeah, there's four, I mean, they prayed five. They repeated the four again. Like they so the salah, in a way, you have a nafil and a fard, or how does it make? In the context you mentioned,
no.
They prayed five and then they remembered the.
He prayed five, he made taslim, and he realized he prayed five. He repeated the whole salah.
So now we have which one is the fard, which one is the nafl?
Fi niyatihi, the second one is fard. Right? And inshallah, yujar lahadha. He was asking the four that he offered, which one is fard now? The five or the four? We say the four, right? Inshallah, because the four was done correctly, and the five, inshallah, you receive reward for it being the light ta'ala.
Plus we have the intention that the 4-1 we did right and the 5-1 we did with errors.
Exactly. But the intention was right too. On both.
So no. The question is like in Jamaat, you know, and you finish the salah and let's say next brother, you know, you saw that he missed one. Can we remind the brother?
Ah, this is very good. So during the salah, if someone makes a mistake, yeah, you say subhanallah. You ever heard people say subhanallah if someone makes a mistake?
No, I mean the brother came in, joined it, and he forgot, like, okay, he came and he missed one salah. I mean one rakah, and he just did the same, you know. Can you remind him, like, okay, you missed one rakah?
Of course, yeah. Yes. Please remind him.
So this way he has to stand up, do one rakah or whatever he's missing it, and then just do the.
Yes. Yes.
And continue the salah. When he leave the salah, someone he make sujood sahw. When we ask him why you make sujood sahw, he said that I make one sujood. Not
such that,
So it is a rukun here. It is rukun, and he cannot make sujood sahw. He must neglect the rak'ah which make one sujood and consider two rak'ah, not the three rak'ah. He must come again, stand up, and make the third rak'ah and make the sujood.
Exactly. Yeah. Is everyone understood? Yes.
Sujood is sahu, in a way, you have make two sajidas.
Yes.
If you are only missing one in the three regular, the fard, I mean, the sum, the sahu, such that doesn't, I mean, fulfill it, you have to stand and make a sujood again? Like, how do you do it?
If you miss what again?
One sajuda.
If you miss, yeah, no.
The main regular prayer,
no.
You are supposed to do two sajudas. He made one, he stand up, he finished the salah, then he remembered that he only made one sajda in the middle, then he did...
The whole rakah.
The whole rakah.
No.
I consider that the first rakah which make a mistake
no.
is not rakah.
So when you make up your rakah, missing rakah, you recite any surah with Fatiha or surah Fatiha?
You can. It's not obligatory. The surah after surah al-Fatiha is not obligatory. No. Anything else, Shaykh? Well, Jazakallah khair, Shaykh Abu Ahmed, for reminding us of that, inshallah, because this is important. Alhamdulillah, and this happens. And one time in Saudiya, this was even worse. It was, subhanAllah. And this can happen to anyone, subhanAllah. Happened to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, alhamdulillah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barakallahu nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.